We're just shuffling the deck chairs currently because our man, the guru, stuck in traffic. So we just thought we'd talk to Brad Davidson a little bit earlier. Hi, Brad.
Yeah, morning, guys.
Yeah, thanks for the switch up, mate. J-Mac, we were discussing him. Phenomenal that it happens on a year to the day he rides his 100th winner after coming back.
Yeah, we were wondering yesterday on track there at Warwick Farm whether it was going to happen. He's come close a few times and then just missing. And then Primitivo looked like it was going to run second for sure behind Bayer. And that's what James McDonald does. He can just lift horses over the line. A tremendous jockey in a photo finish. And I think, you know, yesterday sitting there reflecting, it's just for what he's done, you know, he's the first jockey in Sydney to do it since Darren Biedman some, I think it's about 11 years ago. And considering that, you know, he's only been back in the saddle a year now and that he's still quite young and the future he has, he's a superstar. It's as simple as that. He's going to be an absolute champion of this sport and, you know, to do what he's done. And the strike rate he's had, you know, over 20%, he's a freak. And he's a pleasure to watch. And it was outstanding to see him bring up 100 city winners there. And can't wait to see what the future holds for J-Mac because he just seems to be... The way he judges races, you know, the tempo, he rarely gets things wrong. And I can't wait to watch him for the next 20 years.
The Everest is still 5 months away, Brad, but do you think you might have found a smoky?
There might be. There's a bit of chatter on social media about this Invincible Army. Now, it's a horse overseas, and it's pretty impressive at York there on the 15th of May, sort of overnight. It was a 1,200-metre race there and had some pretty good horses in it. He was returning from a spell, and it just went whack and absolutely smashed him, really. So I think he's heading towards that Diamond Jubilee. I think he'll probably start pretty short there. And if he wins there, I wonder whether he's heading out this way. But he looks like one that if they do decide to come out here and he does go on and win the Diamond Jubilee, he might be one that could really measure up out here. He's very impressive overnight. And a lot of people suggesting, you know, that he could be the real deal. So just keep an eye on him, Invincible Army. We'll see what happens in the next few months at Royal Ascot and whatnot. But I'm not sure what the plans are there for the owner and trainer. But if they do have it on the radar and he's able to win impressively on the big stage, and look out, he might be heading down under.
Dubai owned Invincible Army. Trainer Tate.
James. Yeah, Jay Tate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know a great deal, I must admit, but it'll be interesting. A few good judges on Twitter suggesting that, you know, he should be Everest bound and then he should be coming out here. So, you know, that he'd be able to measure up ability-wise. So, yeah, fascinating one. Keep an eye on. But he toyed with that field yesterday. Okay. He won by a couple of lengths and was very, very impressive. So, wow. Looking forward to seeing him on the big stage at Royal Ascot.
Wouldn't the ATC love that to have an international, a rigidige international in their squad for their Everest as well? Thanks, Brad, for that. And thanks for moving for us.
No worries, guys.